We suggest you stopping between roads near La Chapelle de la Croix-Maubert and at the bottom of the wind turbine. We invite you here to a 1.5-hour round-trip pedestrian stroll. At the end of the road, the meeting with the Romanic Chapelle de la Roche Charles suspended as a spectacular sight. There are, however, two preliminary warnings. In these margins of the Massif of Cézallier, we do not advise you to take a stroll by uncertain weather report. Besides, there is an uneven end of 70 meters, which requires walking shoes and good physical condition. You will use the same route for the return. You can also limit yourselves to a 40-minute round trip all the way to the turntable. You will follow the direction indicated by the brown panel and will take a small road which goes straight ahead. Little by little, an ample panorama on the volcanism for Auvergne takes place. In the southwest, the reliefs of Cézallier, the full west mountain gills, in the north, the silhouette of the Puy de Dôme. In the foreground, you cross pastures and near Dieche and soon discover on the right the village of Bolabert, dominated by the volcanic Puy de l'Éranou. We owe numerous successive castings to the Puy de l'Éranou, some being poured out in the east up to the river to Allier. In front of you, in the continuation of the road, the rock Nitté overhangs the woody gorges of Sceaux, cut in the primary base. You reach the turntable after crossing a meadow. Below, the chapel finally comes to light. We can join it by the beaconing of the Red Coast. This site with natural defense, strengthened by men, is characteristic of the device of the blocked spur, used by protohistory in the Middle Ages. Its history is not well known. We know nevertheless that it was the siege of a fief of the Lords of Saint-Nectaire, Gland from the 13th to the 16th century. The ruins of the castle disappeared under the vegetation and carry the cavalry, which encloses the Stations of the Cross. It is gone through every year during the pilgrimage dedicated to the Virgin. At the bottom of the site, a stone altar surrounded by 300-year-old lime trees is then used to celebrate the Mass. In front of the gate, continue on the right by the road, which rises to the Calvary and take you to the back of the cemetery. The sanctuary, which may have been the chapel of the former castle, was also siege of the parish in 1875. Here, burials took place until 1925. The building of the 12th century was strengthened in the 14th and the 15th centuries. The apse and the choir were heightened to shelter a room of defense. Halfway up remain two modillions sculptured by the former ledge. A Gothic hall and a chapel complete the building. In front of main gate opens the first Romanic gate, decorated with a bow, with many heads and with an animal frieze. You should go outside to admire it, but beware of the void. We suppose that the initial access was made by this south gate, served by an arrangement at the level of the apse.